This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network. The topic of this pod thread is Project Serpo, Revelation or Hoax? And, the drama. I love it. So, I'm looking at this, I am Ian asks a great question in the main thread for this, of which, the pod thread is sort of a camp follower thread, I guess you could say, or, maybe we could just call it a shameless cross promotion. and hey, why not, right? But I am Ian asks, am I the only one who thinks this has damaged ATS's reputation? And my response is, I doubt it, in the sense that, no, I'm sure I am Ian is not the only one, but I don't think it has. And actually, I don't want to read, I actually posted that thread, but the bottom line here is I think this actually exemplifies what I love about AboveTopSecret.com and why I keep coming back to ATS when I pretty much just turn my nose up at a bunch of other sites that cover similar topics. And the reason is, just look at the way the ATS community is responding to this story. And that we're getting a whole spectrum of different opinions about Project Serpo and all the, you know, the questions surrounding Project Serpo and the questions surrounding Bill Ryan and the questions surrounding those who are trying to discredit Bill Ryan. And we're covering a lot of stuff here, and we do it almost effortlessly. This is something we do all the time. I don't know, you know, it's easy to get wrapped up in this particular case and look at this and go, oh, but I believe this and someone else is saying something different and, well, they're wrong and I'm right and all that. Well, yeah, whatever. You know, some of us are wrong about this and some of us are right about this. And what I'm trying to do, and a lot of my fellow members are trying to do, just due to hard-won experience, is not be too quick to jump into either of those, you know. Project Serpo either is true and, you know, even according to Bill Ryan, maybe it's 80% true. So it's not even necessarily a black or white case of everything that Bill Ryan's presenting is absolutely true or absolutely false. I think it's interesting to note, however, though, that whoever it is that Bill Ryan, you know, as a presenter and presumably whoever it is not representing this as being entirely true. And so the question doesn't become then, is it entirely true or not? But it becomes, well, how much is true and how much is false? And when you start getting into that gray zone, which, by the way, a lot of good information comes packaged that way. You never really know. And that's fine. And that is our stock in trade on ATS. This is what we deal in all the time. And some people find it, you know, annoying, frightening, discouraging, irritating. Yeah, it can be all that. But, you know, if you take a couple of steps back from the issue and look at it from a broader view, it doesn't really have to be something that gets your guts twisted in knots. This really isn't, this isn't the end of the world. This doesn't have to be anything like that. What it is it's an interesting story. It's been presented. The claims are quite extraordinary. And, of course, it's natural to want to know just how much of this is truth and how much of this is fiction. From my perspective, there's a little bit of both in here, although I'm having a hard time figuring out which is truth and which is fiction. And as Stuart Smalley would say, and that's okay. To my fellow members, you know, and I started this pod thread, you know, just kind of to cover what I'm calling the meta commentary on Project Serpo. And, you know, for those that might say, oh, well, come on, Magic, why are you doing this? Well, I want to showcase this as a way in which podcast discussions and podcast threads and podcast back and forths can complement other discussions on AboveTopSecret.com. I know that's kind of controversial, and for those that might resent it, I think I understand, but hey, you don't have to follow the pod thread. It's okay. I don't mind. I just see pod threads as being a very valuable tool in terms of helping us to communicate large amounts of information through audio about stuff that might, I mean, you know, people in the main Serpo thread here are complaining about eye strain, and I know how that goes. I read a lot of stuff every day, and, you know, it's nice just to be able to sit here and jabber into a microphone. So I'm looking at a story that's really big, because this is a really big ATS story, and I'm thinking, it would be a crime if we didn't have a podcast about it. And like I said, the, you know, two out of three amigos and some other members have commented about this. And, you know, podcasting and stuff like that offers us an opportunity to discuss this stuff in spoken words. So I'm doing that here. Anyway, without too much more of that, I'll go ahead and close this one out. But I just wanted to say, I am Ian. I can understand the concern, but you know what? I think ATS is actually proving itself to be far more than its detractors will ever imagine. And as far as I'm concerned, that is a cause for celebration. So until the next podcast, which is probably coming up fast and furious, be well, friends.